with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Union workers at General Motors appear to have voted down their tentative contract deal. The union has not posted final vote totals yet, but workers at five large factories who finished their voting in the past few days have rejected the deal by fairly large margins. Americans cut back on retail spending in October.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.1% last month after increasing by 0.9% in September. October's decline ended six straight months of gains, though the decline was partly driven by falling prices for both gasoline and cars. Excluding sales of gas and autos, retail sales ticked up 0.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the government today also reported that U.S. wholesale prices fell sharply last month as inflationary pressure continued to ease after a year and a half of higher interest rates. 2.5 weeks after sending tanks and ground troops into northern Gaza, Israeli forces entered a hospital today that they claim is used by Hamas. Also at SRNnews.com, the House overwhelmingly passed a funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown later this week.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when some conservatives revolted against his plan.
This was a very important first step to get us to the next stage so that we can change how Washington works.
Things got heated on Capitol Hill yesterday during a congressional hearing.
You challenged me to a cage match, acting like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen got into an angry confrontation with Teamsters President Sean O'Brien before the committee chairman, Bernie Sanders, had to intervene. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Finland.
A politician and a clergyman have been acquitted for a second time in a hate speech case. Paavi Rasinen and Bishop Juhana Puhola were hauled up on charges for pointing out that the Bible condemns homosexuality. They were first acquitted in 2022, but the government appealed to the Helsinki Court of Appeal, which has just delivered a not guilty verdict. The duo were represented by Alliance Defending Freedom International. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the globe, a coalition of Jewish groups is putting together a virtual reality project that will tell the story of Kristallnacht. The Nazi attacks on Jewish businesses and homes in 1938 will be portrayed in a high-tech presentation designed to help people everywhere understand what it was like. During Kristallnacht, nearly 100 Jews were murdered and more than 1,400 synagogues were burned across Germany and Austria. This is SRN News. U.S. consumers are changing the way they're spending money, especially when it comes to home improvement projects.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home, a change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise. And Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. I'm Rita Foley.
Target is reporting better than expected profits for its fiscal third quarter, but the discount retailer is still facing a sales slowdown. A surge in prices for food and household essentials, although easing, has been taking a bigger chunk out of consumers' paychecks. More details at srnnews.com.